groups. And two groups were to write down all the things they saw wrong. And then there was one group that they tested to write down all the things that they were thankful for. And the group that was most thankful and grateful, not only did they test better physically, but they mentally rather, but they test better physically. Their entire body aligned up with their mentality of gratitude. I find that when we are thankful instead of complaining, that it really alters, shifts everything that's in our lives. And truth be told, everybody in this room got so much to be thankful for. I wish I had somebody help me with this. When we're not thankful, we become ungrateful. And then the next thing that happens is we start to complain. So it was even with the children of Israel as they God delivered them out of Egypt and out of that crisis when Pharaoh was behind them. When they got over to the place of rest, the first thing they did, instead of being thankful and throwing up their hands and being grateful to God, they start to complain. And fuss at the pastor and talk to Moses about what they didn't have. They said, we don't have water. We hungry out here. You should have left us in the wilderness. And all these things, they began to complain so much until it not only frustrated God, but it frustrated their leader. But here's the piece about that. Instead of them being grateful for how God opened up the Red Sea, slayed their enemy, they were belly aching about what God had not done. Well, I know you say if God had opened the Red Sea for me, I wouldn't be complaining like that. Well, you the same way. Because every day God deliver you from something. Every time he bless you, that's just like opening up a Red Sea. But how many of us really go back to tell the Lord, thank you, but we do just like the children of Israel. We complain. I guess I may as well teach today since you're looking at me like in that tone of voice. But the truth be told, we do the same thing that the children of Israel do. The more God does for us, the less thankful we are. Thanksgiving should not just be hinged upon this month. But those of you who understand that you loaded, you ain't just thankful today, you thankful all the time. Psalms 103 says, bless or affectionately be grateful to the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He said, bless or affectionately, gratefully praise the Lord, O my soul. He said, and forget not all of his benefits. I need you to understand that you are loaded with benefits. Every time you get up, every day you loaded with a benefit. Am I talking good up in here? Every time you sit at your table and you partake of any meal, and most of us have at least two or three meals a day, we ought to be thankful. Every time you walk in a building or walk in your home and it's warm and you got a place to lay your head or you got somewhere, I wish I had more help than this up in here. You've got so much to be grateful for. There's nobody in this building come in this room naked today. Thanks be unto God. Nobody came in here naked today. God, that means God clothed you. You drove yourself or you got a ride, so that means that you got here safely. I was traveling. I preached last night and I was traveling and they stopped traffic everywhere. The police lined up across the whole street and they were flying in the air. You knew then that somebody had gotten shot or killed. Come to find out an officer had gotten shot on last night. Did you not know that you can walk out of your door and not get back in there? How is it that you cannot be grateful to God? That even if you don't have all the money you want or all the clothes you want, it was God that woke you up. He provided for you. He took care of your family. You woke up this morning with nobody standing over you trying to kill you. I wish I had some help up in here. You got so much to be thankful for. And until we learn to be thankful, we don't qualify for the next level and the blessings of God. And I need to tell you that if you don't do nothing else for nobody else in this room, it was David who told us in Psalm 103 about what he said. He said, I want to thank him for verse 3. He started, he said, who forgives us of all of our iniquities, who heals us of all of our diseases. He started out in verse 3 giving you two reasons to praise him up front. Well, really, he done gave you three. He said, you're loaded daily with benefit. Then he come back and say, who forgives us of all our sins. And God knows we done did some stuff. we still doing some stuff. I don't know about y'all, but I don't have to have a new dress to be thankful. I don't have to have a check in the mail to be thankful. I want to thank him that he has forgiven me of all of my sins, because I owed a debt that I could not pay. So he paid a debt that he did not owe. I want to thank him for all the little devilish, mean, evil stuff that I have done. I'm just talking about me, because y'all hadn't done anything. I want to thank him for giving me of all of my sins. All of the little devilish, sneaky stuff that I've called myself doing. Then he said, who heals me of all of my diseases. Anybody in this room ever been sick? Did he heal you? Did he raise you up? The medicine didn't do it. The doctors didn't do it. God did it. I wish I had somebody to be thankful. He said, who redeems my life from the pits and corruption. Oh, come on, talk to me in here. From all the evil of the day. You can turn on the news and you see things happening to other people. You are not excluded. God just did you a favor. Somebody ought to tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Who beautifies and dignifies and crowns us with his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Who satisfies your mouth with your necessities or your desires. Come on, talk to me up in here. Every time I want a hamburger and can go and get me one, I ought to tell him thank you. Every time you want to lay your mouth on a piece of chicken and you can able to go get you some, you ought to tell him thank you, because that's a desire. He said, I'll satisfy your mouth. Every time you want a piece of catfish and you want to go get it and you can pay for it or you can go cook it, I'm trying to give you a reason to be thankful. Lord, ought to help me up in here. He said he satisfies my mouth with good. So that your youth renewed is like the eagles. God give you strength to endure and to go through. Some of you work on some hellacious jobs. And God give you strength to go through it and to make it through it. Even those days you say, I can't do it another day. It's God that renew your strength. You get up the next day, you say, I guess I'll try it one more time. I wish I had some help in here. Every married couple, every day that you think about walking out, and God give you strength to say, I'm going to stay one more day. Oh, I wish I had some help in here. That's the reason to be thankful. Every single person that didn't think you could make it, and here you are still standing, and God is taking care of you, and you don't have no help. You ought to tell the Lord thank you. Did nobody write you a check? Did nobody give you no hand up? Doors were closed in your face. You didn't really qualify for the job, but God made a way anyway and did you a favor. Who am I talking to up in here? You ought to tell the Lord thank you. I wish I had some help in here. He said he renewed your strength. Every time you say, God, I can't go no further. I can't do anymore. I can't give anymore. And he renewed your strength. You ought to tell him thank you. Every time you think you're going to lose your mind because the pressures of life and the pressures of bills and the responsibility of family, the responsibility of church, the responsibility on your job, and you don't have but 8 hours to work and the other days are filled up with calamity, trouble on every side, and God give you the strength to put one more foot, one more day, you ought to tell him. Every time you look at your wallet and there's not enough money to go around, you got more debt than you do income. Debts are high and funds are low, and God keep on blessing you, making you look good, causing you to operate in his favor even when there's lack in your household. And David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. This is why he said, I'm loaded. You ought to tell him thank you. Every time you get a hater that try to diss you and put you down and mistreat you, you ought to send him a text this morning and say, not only do I thank God, baby, I want to thank you.
did it, because if you hadn't, I wouldn't be where I am. Look at somebody and say, don't forget to say thank you. Oh, God, help me get through here. Thank you, Jesus. I'm getting out of here, but he said, the Lord executed righteousness and justice for those who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. In other words, David was saying, I want to thank God for letting me in on his secrets, for revealing his ways, for letting me know his word. Did you not know you ought to be thankful every time you roll up in here and you can hear the word of God, that you can download it on your cell phone, that you can get Bible in any translation you want? When there are countries that can't even have to sneak and read the Bible, they have to sneak and hear scripture, they have to tip out and hide under trees to get a good church service, and y'all got you loaded with the word. The word is all around you, and you won't even pick up the word of God. Some of you ain't read the word since chicken was a bitty and buck was a calf. Matter of fact, let me go back from chicken was a bitty, since bitty was an egg. And we got so much word, we are inundated with word and scriptures. And when God reveals his secret, come on, talk to me in here. But I'm going to show you why I know you're ungrateful, because you won't even read it. You won't even come to Bible study. You won't even write down the scripture and rehearse it. But when you learn to be thankful for the privilege of reading the word, there are African countries, there are places in Africa, in India, that cannot even read the word. There's places in China that if they hear that you're reading the Bible, they'll kill you. Y'all don't hear me talking in here. You ought to throw your hand up and say, thank God for the word. He lets you in on his secrets. He will not allow, he will not always try to be contending, neither will he keep his anger forever and hold grudges, even when you tick God off. People will hold a grudge on you forever. And folks won't let you off the hook for no mistakes. But don't you thank God that he don't stay mad long? You best be thanking him for not being hot with you. Y'all, he says his anger endure but for a moment. You ought to tell him thank you for that, because you know you done ticked God off. He woke you up and let you go to school and work and all that stuff all week long, fed you and everything. Wouldn't that make you mad? That you done fed somebody and you blessed them and gave them something and they don't even tell you thank you. I get hot as a pot of rice. If I give you something, you can at least tell me thank you. You'll be like, hold on a minute. Somebody will tell me a little thank you about this right here. But aren't you glad that even when you ignore God, that he lets you brush your teeth with the toothbrush he made? Let you take bath in the water he sent down from glory? And you didn't even tell him thank you all week? Ain't you glad that his anger does not endure but for a moment? Generation. Says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions. He's thrown the stuff that you've done in the lake of forgetfulness, and he don't even remember what you've done. Even when you bring it up, God be saying, I don't remember. Isn't that nice? That God has Alzheimer's when he wants to. That he gets selective amnesia. Not that he don't remember per se, but the fact that he chooses not to pay you for it. Boy, you know that's bad right there. He didn't pay us for it. He says, I don't remember. So even when the devil tried to accuse you of the stuff that you really did do, God says, I became propitiation for your sin. He said, I became justice on your behalf. I wish I had some help up in here. So when you went to court, you really was guilty. But what I did is I reversed the charge. I didn't even put you on probation. I just Oh, y'all don't know nothing about mercy. When Jesus got up over 2,000 years ago, he went and got his blood and he went past the holies of holies up into the heavens, and he took his blood and he sprinkled it on the mercy seat, and he said, Father, it is finished. So God then took the blood of the Lamb and brought it back and put it on your account. Now your account is a zero balance, and he said, paid in full. I wish I had some help in here. You ought to tell him thank you for mercy, that you didn't let what should have been done to me and rightfully so, you didn't let it be so. And I want to thank you because you took my place. That's the salvation message. He took our place. He didn't let what you deserve be put on your account. Some people had abortions. God say paid in full. Some people were robbers and thieves. He said paid in full. Some people were murderers, drunkards and whoremongers. But he put it on your account. So when the enemy tried to bring it up, he says paid in full. You all never die. I wish I had some help up in here. Don't you thank God for Calvary? How could you not thank him? This is bigger than a car. This is bigger than a house. This is the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that he saved me. If he don't do anything else, how could somebody like you love somebody as wretched like me? I wish I had some help in here. Look at verse number 14. He said in Psalms 103:14, he says, for he knows my frame. He remembers and imprints on his heart. He remembers and imprints on his heart that we are just dust, that we're just flesh. Now that's not an excuse to practice sin, but aren't you glad that God, when you mess up and Jesus is interceding on your behalf, and God is saying, I might go down and kill up everything, and Jesus go up there and talk to him and say, Lord, he says, I went down there. He said, that's why I went down there, because I wanted to see some of the things they were going through. He said, don't forget that they just flesh. God knows how we struggle. He knows our shortcomings and our fallibilities. And he remembers those things. So he doesn't send judgment. He remembers those things about us. Isn't that nice? That he don't give us what we ought to have. He remember that we just flesh. So here we are. Luke chapter 17. We move from the old covenant. And we fast forward a moment. Accelerate the pace. Go down and skip through 42 generations. And we go then to the pages of the synoptics, or the ones, the seeing together. Therefore you get Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, who pretty much told the same story in a different way. So we want to hang ourselves here in Luke chapter 17 and talk with it from Luke's perspective, because Luke had a tendency to go plunge right into the action moment of God. So I like God of action, because that means God is going to do something about our situation. Here we are in chapter 17. Jesus had a proclivity to go to places that other folks would not go. Here he is going through Samaria, a place of forbidden. Over in that
in that area, that was what they called the leopard's corner. Understand now that when people have things in common, it doesn't matter if you're rich or if you're poor, if you're black or you're white, because if you're sick, you're just sick. Notice that what happened with the cancer participants. That's why all those people get out there and walk with cancer, because you have a lot of people who has had cancer. So a person who has had cancer know how to relate to a person who have cancer. So here they are, all the lepers in one area, in one place, on one accord. They didn't care what color they were. They didn't care their status. Nobody talked about that. And so here they were, isolated from society. How many of you know that when you got an ailment, sometimes people will diss you? Lord, help me preach to these people up in here. They ain't thankful enough, Lord. So on the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. And so as they entered into the village, there was 10 lepers approaching him, keeping their distance, because again, when anyone was a leper, nobody could come in contact with them, because they would declare that they was also unclean. Oftentimes, when you were a leper in that time, what they would do is also throw rocks at the lepers, and they wouldn't touch them. They never had a hug, never had anybody to connect with them, never had nobody to tell them love them or anything like that. They were totally isolated from society. And so here Jesus is going to a place where everybody else is already isolated. But how many of you know that when Jesus is passing through, you got to learn how to touch him, because whenever Jesus come into a room, or whenever he comes into a region, he come in loaded with benefits. He come in to bless you. He come in to heal you. He come in to save. He come in to deliver. And so here it was, these lepers who probably had been to all the doctors, who had examined their cases. Nobody could do anything about it. Have you ever been in a place where nobody can do nothing about your situation but God? So here these lepers were, they cried out unto God, began to plead with him and ask him to heal. Am I talking good up in here? And so notice that I didn't see in the text, I don't know if you see it someplace else, but I didn't see it in the text where Jesus touched any of them. Did you see that? I didn't notice where he touched any of them. All Jesus said was, go and show yourself to the priest. Well, the lepers got excited. They started running towards the priest, because it was the priest that had to declare you a leper and isolate you. It was also the priest that had to declare that you were clean and cause you to be established back into society. Basically, what Jesus was demonstrating here is the same people that tried to bless you. God, I wish I had a better church than this right here. Are the same people that's going to have to bless you. The ones that tried to curse you are going to be the ones that have to bless you. God says, you struggled in public, so now I got to bless you in public. Lord, help me preach up in here. They see what you're going through. Now I got to bless you with the same crew that looked at you and then think you were going to make it and going to have to see what I'm going to do. So they took off running towards the priest. Notice what happened. The Bible says that while they were on their way to the priest, running to the priest to show the priest that they were healed. Because when Jesus speak and you mix faith with it, y'all don't hear me talking in here, you start moving, because faith and words go together. If God say go show yourself to the priest, you're not going to wait until the priest say that you healed. You're going to go off the word of God. I'm wondering, is there anybody in this room that's been waiting on something and God has told you that it's done? So they took off running towards the priest to show the priest that they were healed. Notice what the text said. While they were running, one of the lepers looked at his hand. It looked new. Looked at his feet. It did too. Notice what happened. He looked at himself. He said, oh my God, I've been healed. He said, I'm not going to go show myself to the priest. I'm going to turn around and go back and tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for setting me free. The other nine kept going
ran running towards the priest. The other one ran back to Jesus. I wish I had somebody who understand this. Jesus looked at him and said, hold on a minute. Wasn't there nine? Where are the others? In other words, I didn't just heal you. I didn't just bless you. I blessed them too. And I came back to tell you, don't forget to say thank you. If God blessed us, he blessed you too. It may not be the same, but it's still been good to you. Shout yes. You gotta forget about the priest and run back to Jesus and say, Lord, I thank you for all of your provision. Lord, I thank you for the clothes you put on my back. Lord, I thank you for the shoes you put on my feet. It could have been me outdoors with no shoes and no clothes, but I want to thank you because you've been good to me. Shout yeah! Shake your neighbor's hand and tell him, neighbor, we gonna run back to Jesus. And don't you forget to tell him thank you. Shout yeah! Tell him he made a way for you. Tell him he been good to you. Tell him he been kept a roof over your head. Been cold on your back. Tell three people, say, neighbor, don't forget to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I wish I had some praises. Thank you, Jesus. Grab them by the hand and say, I ain't the only one that God has been good to. Tell them, come on. We're going back to Jesus. And tell him, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If nobody else will. Thank you. If nobody else bless you. Thank you. If nobody else lift a hand. I'm going to thank you. Thank you. Came back to say thank you. He came all the way back. So I just want to come back and tell you thank you. Because you've been so good to me. Nobody could have done this but you. How? Has it been anything that you've been through in your life? Got you out of. I just want to ask you something. Baby, did you go back and say thank you? How? Baby, did you go back and say him thank you for all you've done for me and all you brought me out and all you brought me through? I got to get out of here. Those of you that's watching me online, you need to lift your hand right where you are and tell him thank you. Listen, mother, you know what God has done. You know how many snags God brought you out of. Most people couldn't have gone through what you've been through. Hallelujah! Even in your own church. But did we go back and tell him thank you? Woo! Hey! You lost your mama and your sister and your brother back to back. Did you go back and tell him thank you for what you brought me out of? You was in an accident that the devil tried to kill you on the backside of a road. Only God could have brought you out of. Not only did he give you your vehicle back, but he gave you two more. Did you go back and tell him thank you? Or maybe call y'all. You prayed for a kid for 10 years and God finally gave it to you. Did you go back and tell him thank you? You lost some things and God is restoring you, blessing you with no support. Did you go back and tell him thank you? Oh my God. Oh, it's some more testimonies in here. Your whole family had to move unexpectedly. You didn't know how you were going to get through it. Only God kept your mind and took care of you even in that crisis and held your family together with them thousands of miles away. Did you go back and tell him thank you? Your son, your daughter, and your son was in trouble and they could have got some major time. Your daughter been on probation, wasn't even supposed to go for years. And God turned it around. Did you tell him thank you? You lost your brother. And you thought you were going to lose your mind. Did you go back and tell him thank you? You came here to school with no support and God bless you in spite of it. Did you tell him thank you? You could have been a suicide statistic. You've been called not to have lost your mind or be in jail. You thought you were going to unravel. But God held you together and let you come out smelling like a rose. Did you tell him thank you? You raise your child. It's just a few of y'all. By yourself. With the help of your mama, you raise your children. Oh, shamanana say. You raise your children by yourself with no support. Alone, raising a son and a daughter. You came back behind her, raising your kid with no support. And God has blessed you. you. Did you tell him thank you? The devil tried to kill you not long ago. You ain't too young. The devil could have took you out of here without you being in the place that you should be with God. But because of prayers and because there's a call on your life, God let you get through it. Did you go back and tell him thank you? I said, did you go back and tell him thank you? You can't preach like you preach if you ain't been through nothing. You know your story. Did you go back and tell him thank you? That you got through it? That the devil didn't take you out? Because he could have. Did you go back and tell him thank you? How could you not? I'm gonna get out of here. How could you not? You got your own business. You get up every day not knowing if you're gonna make one sale. But God has taken care of you. Nobody hadn't given you a dime. Have you been back to tell him thank you? Baby, I know you've been through. You don't have to tell me. All the stuff you've been through, that you could have lost it. Did you go back and tell him thank you? Did you go back? All the doors DS open for you and your family because of you. All the ways he's made, even when you didn't think it was going to be a way, even when you didn't know how it was going to work out, are the doors open? Did nobody give it to you? God did it. Did you go back and tell him thank you? We owe him up in there. I said, we owe him. We owe him. I'm going to give you one last chance to reflect on one thing that only God could have got you through. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Only God could have got you through. Did you go back and tell God thank you? Thank you for what you did. You weren't smart enough to get out of that. You didn't have enough connection not to get out of that one. But God. Oh, nobody but God. Nobody but God. Nobody but God. Hey! Nobody but God. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. I said nobody but you. Nobody but you. I got to get out of here, but nobody but God. Jesus. Hallelujah. You didn't have, your mama didn't get it. Your spouse couldn't get it. Oh my God, your family didn't get it. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but God.
That's why the songwriter said, my soul looked back and wonder, how did I get from here to that? You didn't even realize when you came out of the trial. You don't even know how you made it through it. Because you didn't think you could. But God brought you out of it. Only a God could have done that. Did you go back? And tell him, thank you. For 30 seconds, I want you to get your hands up. I want you to tell him, Lord, I've been through a lot of things. And I survived it. I want to tell you, thank you. Sometimes with tears in my eyes, feeling rejected and abandoned, angry, because you look like you left me out there. I just want to tell you, thank you for that. Come on, you got to be serious. No way to think about that and not thank him for that. Thank you, Lord. I'm not going to do an altar call today. Because if you really heard what I said and really heard it in the spirit, there's just no way. Those of you even that's watching me live and online, I know you're thanking God for all that he's brought you out of, all that he's brought you through. The favor of God is on us, because Hezekiah wrote a song, but he got it from the scripture. He says, I know that God favors me because he didn't let my enemies triumph over me. The pressure didn't get to me. The people didn't get to me. But God brought me out, and there's no smoke on your clothes. You don't even look like what you've been through. Would you take 30 seconds and tell him thank you one more time? Tell him thank you one more time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Some of you, you came here to this city with not one dime, just like I did. My mother brought me here with a trunk, those things. I came to college at Clark Atlanta with a trunk, with a blanket in it and things that you needed to stay in your dorm, and my little suitcase of clothes and $20. Not 200, not 2000. $20. She was a single parent with 6 children. She says, baby, this is all mama have. She says, but I've given you enough and you know enough about God. She says, now you're on your own. And she said, you got to make it. That was 30 something years ago. $20 and a luggage and a trunk. $20. God has brought me from that $20 and took care of me just like he has taken care of you. And you made it. You made it. I want to challenge your faith today. Because of how good God's been to you, I want you to give him a thanksgiving offering today. I'm not going to tell you no specific amount, because you know what God has done for you. In the Old Testament, whenever God did something for them in any way, they gave what they called the thanksgiving offering. You know that. I'm sure you've studied that. Thanksgiving offering. I want you. I don't feel led to tell you no specific amount. Just hear what I want you to do. I want you to think about the most heinous thing that God has brought you out of. And I want you to get the offering based on how you feel about how God took you through it. Because if you ever thankful for what he brought you through, you don't hesitate to give. Because you know, couldn't nobody done that but God. I want you to pray about it. Some of you could be $100. Some, maybe somebody $1,000. Maybe $500. Some of you may $50. Or whatever it is, I want you to give God a thanksgiving offering. And I want you to get that seed in your hand. And I want you to bring it. Come from where you are. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. When I was in trouble, you brought me over. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Slow it down for me, just a nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Think about that. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. When I was in trouble, you brought me over. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Come from everywhere. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. When I was in trouble, you brought me over. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Y'all know anything about that old school stuff? Everybody give it? Lord, nobody but you. Everyone standing. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you.